We will now have a public forum, and I have one speaker card. A second one for public forum?
It'll be on the same box.
All right. So I will start then with Abby.
Hi there. Thank you. Abby Taylor Silva with the Grower Shipper Association. I just wanted to speak briefly. We were talking about the drought this morning. We were talking about water use, and I wanted to share a few things with you. And I, Monterey County Water Resources does a really great job of keeping track of water conservation efforts. So I wanted to let you know what's been going on. Growers have been working many years to make good use of the water using BMPs. And since 1993, growers have reported water use information for groundwater extraction facilities, wells, and service connections to the Monterey County Water Resources Agency. Their most recent report, which was published in 2014, shows a significant increase in the use of drip irrigation, a practice that reduces water use. In 1993, we used drip on 25,080 of 173,610 acres in Monterey County. In 2014, we used drip on 124,285 of 182,150 acres in Monterey County. Although it's a great tool, it doesn't work in every circumstance. So I just want to, you know, that's a huge leap. More acreage, more drip. And with that, since the 1960s, we've seen a decrease in groundwater pumping while irrigated acreage has increased. But I also want to make mention that, you know, overhead irrigation or sprinkler irrigation is also vital. There are a number of crops where using drip irrigation for the reasons actually Mr. Harris stated isn't going to work. It's going to be ineffective. And there are also crops where you simply can't use drip irrigation in large part because of the size of the crop and because of how quickly it's planted and then harvested. So I thought I'd share that with you. There's a lot of really good work being done right now in Monterey County in regards to the drought and water conservation. The Interlake Tunnel Project is important, and that's really being talked about. That could bring 20,000 more acre feet of storage into the aquifer. So there's a lot of good going on, and as always, I'm always very happy to chat with you more about it. Thank you.
Thank you for your comment. And if now we could have Mr. Kurt Schmidt.
Good afternoon, Board. Kurt Schmidt, I wanted to also talk about the water use in the Pajaro Valley. Pajaro Valley does have meters, has had meters for over 20 years on every agricultural well. Water use for the first 6 months compared to last year is down 19%. The recycled water facility, for the first time ever, is sold out. Every single drop of water produced by the recycled water facility has been delivered to farmers on the coast, and that also helps reduce pumping. And I apologize, I don't know which grant, but the state in its magnificence decided to give several grants to the Pajaro Water Management Agency to build extensions to the recycled water facility and to build 1.5 million gallon tanks to store recycled water in the evening because people are still using their bathrooms and farmers are not as anxious to use the water. However, this year, farmers have taken water throughout the night if that's the only time they can get it. So they have are able to document with their meters exactly how much water they've saved compared to last year. And so they're, if not commended, they at least should be acknowledged for doing better than nothing. Thank you.
Thank you for your comment. And this was the last speaker card that I had for public forum.